All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, Monday night's national championship game between the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs came as advertised, as it was one for the ages. We saw two of the best defenses in the nation on display at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium down in Atlanta, Georgia, and Alabama prevailed for their fifth national championship in the last 9 years. Now, in the process, we saw Georgia squander a 13-0 halftime lead, and a lot of that came back to it being same old Georgia. We've seen Georgia over the years in these situations where, you know, they find ways to lose these games. And on top of that, it was all about Alabama and their head coach Nick Saban being able to make adjustments. You look at the big adjustment at the half. You bench starting quarterback Jalen Hurts in favor of true freshman Tua Tagovailoa. And it's a situation where when Saban made the move to Tua, it was this Alabama team changed. Their offense got more flow. Tua had a better presence in the pocket. And once Alabama scored that first touchdown in the second half, and I know that their defense came out and, you know, Georgia was able to immediately respond and make it 20-7. After that, Alabama's defense really helped to change the tenor of this game, because now they believe, in spite of the fact that, you know, Georgia was able to immediately respond with a touchdown, Alabama defensively had that, you know, presence where, you know what, we now have something on offense where we can build off of and get going. And, you know, Alabama kept chipping away. It was 20-10. It was 20-13. You know, their defense kept being rock solid, taking away, you know, Georgia's power for running a game, as we saw Nick Chubb just limited to just 25 yards on 18 carries. And then, of course, once, you know, Alabama got the ball late, they drove down and, you know, Tua led them on a game-tying touchdown. And then Alabama had a chance to win it in regulation. And, of course, the kick was missed. We went to overtime. And, of course, the rest is history. And, I mean, for Georgia, the overtime period to me was a microcosm of how they blew this game. They were unable to get a touchdown because Alabama's defense simply would not allow it to happen. Now, Rodrigo Blankenship did give them the lead at 23-20. Georgia was able to rise up defensively on Alabama's first play. They sacked Tua, a huge loss. You go from 1st and 10 at the 25 to now 2nd and 26 at the 41. And for me, you look at the play where Georgia was beat. In that situation, you can't get beat in cover two deep, especially when you're talking about you have a senior corner and you have a senior safety going up against a freshman quarterback and a freshman wide receiver. You look at that, and the safety had to be there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. If you are the corner, you got to do whatever you can to press them up, especially since you know that that safety was leaning a little bit to the left to begin that play due to the fact that Alabama had trips on the other side. But there's no situation where you can get beat in cover two at that point. You look at it, it's 2nd and 26. You know that Alabama is going to try to score a touchdown. Maybe not on that play, but they are definitely going to set it up to score a touchdown. Why? Because at that point, Nick Saban had absolutely no confidence in his kicker, and rightfully so. So, you know, you knew that the Tide were not going to try to, you know, play conservative and try to get back in the field goal range. And that was their opportunity. They were looking for a chunk play. And then, of course, that chunk play led them to the national championship. But you look at the fact that Georgia simply could not put Alabama away. They were unable to build off of the momentum that they had gained in the first half. Because in that first half, especially in the second quarter, Georgia was able to move the football commandingly against this Alabama defense. But, you know, they only were able to get that one touchdown just before the half ended. And then even when it was 20-7, they never put it away. And a lot of that was due to the fact that the pressure and the confusion that Alabama defense forced on Georgia freshman quarterback Nick Fromm. And it's a situation, you know, Nick Fromm was calm, cool, and collected all season long. We even saw it in Georgia's Rose Bowl victory over Oklahoma, but he had never faced a defense like the one that he faced versus Alabama. So, I mean, credit to the Tide. They went out there and they took care of their business. I know, you know, I've talked about this many times on social media and on my website as well. You know, a lot of people are going to sit up there and they're going to be mad at Alabama because they won. And, you know, they didn't win their conference. They got in over, you know, the Big Ten champion Ohio State. But, I mean, the bottom line is Alabama was the best team in college football for the majority of the season until they lost their regular season finale to Auburn. And, I mean, if you're number one, you're not going to lose a game and drop from number one to number 10. They dropped to number five and they moved back into a good position. They took care of their business and their rematch with Clemson in the Sugar Bowl, and of course they came out and took care of business this past Monday night versus Georgia. So I mean, right now there is no questions about it. Nick Saban is the greatest college football head coach of all time, and this is not taking anything away from the Bear Bryants and the Joe Paternos of the world and the Eddie Robinsons. But you look at the fact that Nick Saban is doing it in an era where things are so against him as far as being able to do that. You know, the recruiting, the parity, you name it. Alabama goes out there where all of these schools are, you know, attempting to, you know, wow recruits with multiple uniforms. Alabama simply has two uniforms, a home uniform, the away uniform. That's it. There's nothing fancy about Alabama's uniform. Guys know that they come there, they're preparing for an NFL career, because we've seen the litany of players that Nick Saban has sent to the next level. And, you know, it's the dedication, and we see that consistently from this team. And he consistently churns these guys out. There's no, you know, wonder drug that he's using. There's no, you know, fancy hieroglyphics, you name it. But the bottom line is Alabama consistently goes out there and gets it done. This team is not going anywhere. Alabama will begin the next college football season as one of the top teams in the nation. And, you know, for that part, Georgia's going to be there as well. I mean, credit to Kirby Smart, a former Nick Saban assistant. Of course, he was a defensive coordinator during Alabama's last national championship team from a few years ago. And now he's trying to do it on his own in Athens. And he's turned things around in a very short time, because typically for Georgia to get to this situation, they would have squandered, you know, their opportunities along the way. And it, unfortunately for them, it just did not show up until this game. You knew that somebody had to lose, somebody had to win. And that resolve, that been there, done that mentality of Alabama allowed them to come back into this game, win it, and overcome Saban's decision, because not a lot of coaches have the guts to do what Saban did in benching a guy that had been so good for you as a starter. Because last year, let's not forget, Alabama got to the national championship game with Jalen Hurts as a true freshman. And Saban said, you know what? After his performance in the first half, he missed a wide open Calvin Ridley for a touchdown in the first quarter. We're not, you know, leaving this to chance. And I guarantee you, if Saban did not make this move, we're having this discussion right now, you know, in regards to the Georgia Bulldogs being the national champions. So, I mean, credit to Nick Saban, credit to the Alabama Crimson Tide, and the Tide will once again be ready come August for a crack at a sixth national championship in the last decade. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. Please feel free to check it out, drop a line, and become a part of one of the hottest sports discussions going on social media. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the divisional round in the NFL playoffs. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.